So the law of attraction is bullshit. Not all of it, but at least what most of you understand by the law of attraction is bullshit. It's going to get you nowhere. You're going to end up sitting there meditating, focusing on having this dream house with roses around the outside of it, and not daring to think anything negative, trying to stay positive at all counts and all exceptions. Otherwise, what you've been told, probably, is that you'll lose that good thing that you've been focused on, okay? This is bullshit. I'm sorry, but I don't know anyone who's manifested anything by doing that. And that's not to say there aren't some exceptions. However, what's being taught by most people about the law of attraction is really only part of the story. The truth is that to manifest what you want, you do have to get to the right frequency. That part is true. But you've got to come fully into alignment with that frequency. And what I mean by that is you've got to deal with what's in the subconscious. Okay, so, and how do you do that? So in the subconscious, probably things like, I'm not good enough. I don't deserve to have that house that I've been focused on, or whatever it is. And until you deal with the subconscious beliefs, the hidden things that perhaps you're not even aware of right now, it's not going to come to you. You have to come fully into alignment. And these really are our deepest fears, insecurities, doubts. It's about whether we feel deserving enough. How deserving do you feel of having that thing? And look, I've coached many people on this exact topic, and everyone always says straight away, yeah, of course I deserve it. Of course I do, yeah, I know. And I said, do you want it? Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I so want to have that house or that car or that money or that success or whatever it is. So I sort of have a little bit of a wry smile because I've been there myself. I totally get it. But what I then do is I just coax the answers out of people. I say, so, okay, so if you want to have that fame, just dig a little bit deeper. How would it feel for you to be up on stage in front of 1,000 people and have to do a speech? And some people go, yeah, that'd be great. But again, if you dig a bit further, it's like, well, actually, that would be really scary, you know? And that was one of the big fears I had to overcome, was fear of being seen. And public speaking, hated it, absolutely hated it. I had to go and join Toastmasters, the public speaking forum, and I did that for 7 months. And I had to clear all of my fears, doubts, insecurities around that. At the first few speeches I did, it felt like I was walking up to the gallows, up to the first floor of a pub in London to do this speech. That was how intense it feels, and it feels that way for a lot of people. So look, these are the kind of things that you're going to need to work on if you really want to manifest and create the life of your dreams, or to bring something into your life using the law of attraction. You've got to go inside, and there's no shortcuts. It's not easy. This is not going to be a one session job. It's going to take you, depends how closely aligned to it you are anyway. If it's something really big, you're going to have to do a lot of work. I typically would expect to be coaching someone for sort of 6 to 12 months to help them manifest what they want. And there is one other major aspect that's aligned to this, and that is that it needs to be in alignment with what you're really here to do. So if you just want to get £1 million for, just for the sake of it, so you can buy a nice car, that's probably going to be quite difficult for you to manifest. It might take you in the right direction, but it needs to become something bigger ultimately. And it will only become something bigger when you deal with the parts in yourself that don't feel good enough, that don't feel they deserve it. And because if you don't feel good enough, how can you actually receive that? And the other thing to ask yourself is, why is it that I want £1 million? And normally, for all of us, absolutely me included, oh my goodness, I've worked through so many layers of this. It's like, yeah, I didn't feel good enough to have, I didn't feel good enough without having money. I didn't feel good enough without publishing a book. So it's like the ego is so intertwined with it But what does that tell you deep down? It tells you that you're not in alignment with it. It tells you you don't really feel good enough. So you've got to work through all of that stuff and clear that. And guess what happens? Once you get to a place where you feel good enough, not even good enough, once you start to clear some of the blocks, what happens is your life purpose starts to come in. Now, people kind of, some people get a funny reaction when I talk about life purpose. What I mean by that is the thing that you're really here to do. And it doesn't have to be something absolutely huge. It doesn't have to be saving the world. It can literally be, it's basically, it's around making a difference in other people's lives. So it becomes less about you and more about doing something good for others, can be for the world. And once you clear enough of your underlying negative emotions, by the way, I can teach you how to do that. It's a simple process, ridiculously simple. It should be taught in schools. It's called emotional acceptance, or as I call it, feel it. It's also known as letting go. There are many other names for it. It's a way to basically feel your emotions and allow yourself to clear them. And once you've cleared enough, then guess what happens? Your life purpose will come to you. And what was it? The first iteration of my life purpose seemed, it was a little bit vanilla, to be honest. It wasn't anything earth-shattering. I was expecting to be like, you're going to save the planet, you know? But it wasn't that. It was to stand tall and proud in my own light and to spread light and love around the world. And that at the time felt pretty scary to me, and life purpose often does feel scary because, you know, ultimately we're here to grow, right? To find happiness. And how do you find happiness? You find happiness the same way as you manifest what you want in life. You have to go inside and deal with the parts of you that don't feel happy, parts of you that don't feel you deserve to have success or that white picket fence around your house, you know? So, and the other thing to say about life purpose is it acts as the magnet to pull you forward, because this is a long process. You might manifest something quickly, but if you're looking at the bigger things in life, that dream life, and to feel really good about yourself and to become the person that you want to be, it's going to take you years. I'll make no bones about it, but it's an incredible journey. And frankly, I was wasting my life before I really got on to doing this work. And it's challenging at times, but it's also so rewarding. And you're going to become and feel better about yourself, and good things are going to happen. They're going to start to come to you. People are going to buy you, treat you, and take you away on holiday, which, by the way, is where I am now. Someone paid for me, a good friend paid for me to have a holiday. And it's because I feel good enough and worthy to, and I feel I deserve that. I never used to. So I hope that's been useful. A little bit of insight into let's not call it the true law of attraction. So there's some good stuff being taught out there, but there is more. And if you, to really manifest what you want, you have to face the negative emotions and not just stay clappy happy all the time, you know? And that's nice. Okay, it's nice, but it's not going to get you where you want. So get grounded, go inside, and learn how to work on yourself, how to change how you feel about things in your life. And as you do that, your life purpose is going to come to you. You'll receive it. It's not something that you necessarily will think and work out. So I hope that's been useful. It's a little bit about the law of attraction as I see it and have experienced it. And I've seen people manifest some incredible things. And I wish the same for you. Thanks for tuning in.